Some of the people attending prayer service here in Jakarta did not know of the controversy in the United States over the construction of a mosque in New York. The proposed mosque and Islamic Center are very near the location of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. The project sponsors say their aim is to increase interfaith understanding and tolerance. Supporters say allowing the mosque to be built is a question of freedom of religion. Critics say building a mosque two blocks from where Muslim terrorists killed 3,000 people is insensitive and disrespectful to the victims. Here, some who have followed the debate, like August Sutiati, support building the mosque but can sympathize to a degree with the opponent's strong emotional response.
Saya bisa memahami kalau ada penolakan seperti itu di Amerika, karena bisa merasakan. Tetapi saya percaya bahwa Amerika adalah.
He says he can understand if there is some rejection there in the U.S., but he believes that America is a big, strong country with mature people, and over time they will permit the mosque. In Indonesia, there have recently been protests organized by Muslim fundamentalist organizations against building new Christian churches. The sect Ahmadiyah has also come under pressure from Muslim groups and the government, for they say teachings deviate from basic Islamic tenets. This man Zufari says these fundamentalist groups do not represent the vast majority of Muslims in Indonesia. He says while some protesters in New York may shout anti-Islamic slogans, they also do not represent the majority in America.
Sama dengan Islam juga punya orang garis keras. Saya pikir dari agama lain, Katolik.
He says it is the same as in Muslim countries. They also have hardliners, he says, and he thinks the hardliners are only the minority in America. Some, like Ali Amin, see the whole controversy as less about Christians versus Muslims and more about political parties looking for advantage in the U.S. elections in November.
Kalau di Amerika negara demokrasi itu lain.
He says America is a pure democratic country, so if there is a Democratic Party and Republican Party involved, it is all about politics. While the dispute is big news in the United States, it has drawn little attention in Indonesia. There have been no media campaigns or political speeches, and for most people like those at this service, it does not seem to affect their image of Americans. Brian Patton, VOA News, Jakarta.